works out, but making soft, quiet noises, I just love it. Like, I've always been a quiet person, and ASMR is perfect for me. I did find a little niche within mouth noises. Being was following their terms of service when it came to that, because I actually received a strike on my YouTube channel in August of 2023, and I got the strike and I was trying to figure out exactly what caused the strike. I figured that it was because, first of all, I was uploading all of my custom Patreon videos onto YouTube. I figured maybe that was an issue because in those videos, they're kind of shorter, so I start mouth noises a little bit like sooner. I thought it was an issue with YouTube needing like the first few minutes to be like advertiser friendly and then you could start whatever, because I always hear YouTubers talking about that, like you can't swear or whatever within the first something seconds. So yeah, anyways, after my strike I completely stopped posting my content, my customs on YouTube. But, well, also, I was afraid to even post my normal videos on YouTube because I had people telling me it was because I was doing ear licks, like I shouldn't do any ear licks, or if I do ear licks, I need to cover my tongue. Can't show any tongue. So I did all of that. I stopped doing ear licks and whatever mouth noises I did, I covered my tongue. I was being very careful. My thumbnails were like nothing, like they were just me, you know. I used to have kind of clickbaity thumbnails. I stopped all of that. Strikes only last 90 days, so the 90 days would have been up months ago, so I should have had zero current strikes on my YouTube channel. Also, if you've ever watched my videos or watched other ASMRtists similar to me, I would hope that you can agree that my ASMR is most definitely not the craziest. But, like I said, I do mouth noises, and that's where people get confused. Although my intentions are not to be sexual, that's just how people perceive it, and that's how YouTube perceives it. And unfortunately, you can't really control how random people perceive you. I mean, if you were to watch my streams or listen to my podcast,
such a big platform for creators and entertainment
Just gonna follow the rules. Adding to Twitter, like he's adding the ability to next episode of this, actually. I might as well. But I was going to say, as for other creative outlets, I shouldn't even say want to. I feel like at this point, I need to start posting on TikTok. And I've been trying to think how I can incorporate my ASMR on TikTok, because ultimately, like, what I want to do, like I said earlier, and what I want to be known for is, like, not only ASMR, but just putting people to sleep in general. Right now, I want to put people to sleep through ASMR. And then, in the future, I have other plans on ways to help people fall asleep.
So unfortunate. I don't know if
About what their terms of service This is your